שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא השם יגמור בעדין, נקרא קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות.
We're going to read chosen excerpts from the document, or the Lord will finish for me, selected excerpts from the sources. You can ask questions live during the lesson.
נושא השיעור, השם יגמור בעדין.
So again, the Lord will finish for me.
For me means that we, all of us together in the ten, are making efforts and we connect towards the right form. So that in our connection we will discover the Creator, because the result of the connection between us is the result of the connection between us. Therefore, the Lord will finish for me. It refers already not to a single person, but rather to the entire ten. That as much as we exert and we want to reach the goal, we need to make a vessel for it, because the upper light is in absolute rest. So then the effort should only be on our side. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, even if we make efforts, our efforts cannot be successful unless we will do it together with the Creator, with the hope that the Creator will help us. As it says, I am the first and I am the last. I am the first that the Creator begins the action. He awakens us. He brings us a deficiency. And according to this deficiency, we advance. And nevertheless, for this deficiency, the Creator has to bring His light, and then we will reach a state where the vessel, that is the desire, and the light will be equalizing to each other in some form. They'll be drawn towards mutual connection. Then it is considered that the Lord will finish for me. However, our work is mostly, it can be successful if we connect our desires, our efforts together. We try to be as one man in one heart, and in that one heart, the Creator, who is also one, can already bestow the force of unity, and later on to be revealed in it, in the ten. This actually is should be our direction. So let us see what he writes. Baal HaSulam,
right?
Baal HaSulam writes an excerpt number 3. It is not for you to finish the work, nor are you free to idle away from it. That is, since wholeness is the purpose of the work and its conclusion, there is an open side to the Sitra Achra, other side, to come near and make one understand that he is incapable of it.
More slowly,
and bring one to despair, since we should know that the end of the work is not at all our work, but the Creator's work. Therefore, how can you know the Creator and Gog, if he can, or, God forbid, cannot finish his work? This is insolency and heresy. And you're not free to idle away from it. Even in that manner, if the Creator wishes you to work without finishing the work, this is the meaning of what is written. What does the Lord your God ask of you? That is, the creature must know only this. The Creator work and will therefore do His will wholeheartedly, as an open for me, one opening of repentance, like the tip of a needle. By this he will be saved from the Sita Achra ever approaching him. If a person is completed in this, he can be certain that the Creator will finish his work on his end. And I open for you gates through which carts and carriages enter.
Ken.
Yes.
This
actually is our general attitude to our role in spirituality. Maybe again.
Again, excerpt number 3. It is not for you to finish the work, nor are you free to idle away from it. That is, since wholeness is the purpose of the work and its conclusion, there is an open side to the Sitra Acha, other side, to come near and make one understand that he is incapable of it and bring one to despair. Since we should know that the end of the work is not at all our work, but the Creator's work. Therefore, how can you know the Creator and God if he can, or God forbid, cannot finish his work? This is insolence and heresy.
The person doesn't know what is the right state that he needs to reach. It didn't exist in him yet. He doesn't have any Rashimot, any records for it. Such a thing never happened before. And this is how it is each and every time at the end of each and every spiritual state. When he reaches a new connection with the friends and a new connection with the Creator, so he reaches a new creator, a new attainment. What can he reach? What should he reach? Which deficiencies? He doesn't know that yet. And therefore, it can all be only above reason, with devotion. It's impossible any other way. If we are rising from state to state, you cannot depict the right state. Yes.
And you are not free to idle away from it.
That is, even though you cannot depict the right state that you need to yearn for, you have to search for this form and come close to it as much as possible. By what? Through the arvut in the group, through the mutual connection, by searching, and through the reforming light from the study. As a result of all of these, you want to get closer to the right state. You don't know it, and you're not familiar with it, and you don't delude yourself that you do know it. However, the Creator will finish for me. I will make all the efforts that I understand are the correct ones towards the achievement of that state, and I'm ready for such a connection with the Creator, a new connection. And
you are not free to idle away from it. Even in that manner, if the Creator wishes you to work without finishing the work. This is the meaning of what is written, what does the Lord your God ask of you? That is, the creature must know only this. The Creator demands your work and will therefore do His will wholeheartedly. As in, open for me one opening of repentance like the tip of a needle. By this he will be saved from the Sitra Acha ever approaching him. If a person is completed in this, he can be certain that the Creator will finish his work on his hand, on his end. And I open for you gates through which carts and carriages enter.
This excerpt is very important.
Написано, откройте мне одно отверстие возврата со стрию иглы.
It says, opening one open like the one opening like the tip of a needle. What is that opening and where do I find it?
A needle with which we stitch clothes. So it has a hole in one end, the eye of the needle, where we pull the thread through, and then we work in such a way with the thread, the needle, and the thread at the same time. So what is he trying to say? If you'll open up for me a deficiency which is so small, like the eye of the needle, like that hole in the needle, right? This is enough for me. If you will do that, I will already be able to keep working. I will already enter into this deficiency and I will finish the work. This is called the Lord will finish for me, that besides the right deficiency, the smallest one, like a single point, a tiny hole, we don't need to prepare more than that for the work of the Creator.
Why does that rid you of the Sitra Achra?
This is because that deficiency is just a point. I have no other deficiencies, I have no other desires, any other passions, any other demands. I just want one thing. I want to be connected with the Ten and with the Creator in a single point of connection, and I have nothing besides that, no other demands. More than that will already be a place for the Sitra Achra, the other side, the Klipot, the shells, all kinds of calculations, all kinds of what will I get out of these, more or less. But the tip of the needle or the eye of the needle, that's exactly what I want, a point connection between us in which we will have a connection with the Creator.
А что вообще значит это понятие, что Творец закончит? Потому что мы все.
What does it mean that the Creator will finish the work? Because we always have to work in faith above reason.
So it's because we are working in such a way that we are searching. We want to locate the right deficiency so that the Creator will be able to work in it. This is why when we reach that correct deficiency in the group, more or less, then from that moment on, the Creator can work with our deficiency.
What is this deficiency?
It's a deficiency for connection, so that the connection between us and the connection with Him is all that we want. Because by that we give Him contentment. By this we elevate ourselves to His degree and we give Him contentment, and then He has a place to begin taking care of us.
Какого-то качества должен быть особого этот хиссарон между нами по силе, по выяснению.
So there's a specific quality, a certain deficiency that we have to have.
Well, that deficiency should be a pinpoint that it connects us to a deficiency of a single point. Single point again means that there will be no room for other calculations, a sitra achra or all kinds of things, but only the connection between us. That's it. I don't take with me any desires or calculations or other goals, but only to be connected between us and with Him together. Imagine this to yourselves, that this is called the entrance to the spiritual world.
What does it mean that there are no calculations?
Besides connection only. More than that, or even that, we can hardly depict. Even in that, the Creator helps us. However, at least this is what we are able to reach. Beyond that, it will either, there will be a possibility for the sitrach, for the other sides, to get something for our egoistic desires, if we connect them to that same point of connection, or we can already be above the barrier, above the first connection.
Ita 1.
Buongiorno Rav, una domanda sull'estratto. Puoi spiegarci che cosa sono carri e carrozze?
Question about the excerpt. Can you explain what are these big carts and carriages?
Whatever the Creator wants to give us. This is how the Kabbalists depict this to us. This is the language of the Zohar. This is what it says in the Zohar, that then carts and carriages can enter. In those times, 2,000 years ago, this is how they would describe what does it mean, a great abundance, great possessions that the Creator wants to give to a person to open it up for Him. So if we open each time just a tiny opening, a deficiency that we only want adhesion, we only want connection and nothing beyond that, this is enough for the Creator so that through this tiny point of deficiency, He can pass such great fulfillments, because all of the great fulfillments and this this tiny hole becomes great by the light coming from above, expanding it and making in it an entrance, an entry which is in order to bestow, which is something that we are not capable of doing. However, it's enough for us to be in faith above reason at this single point, and all the rest, the Lord will finish for me.
Haifa 1.
Haifa 1.
It says the Creator demands work, your work, and then He'll do this work innocently. What does it mean?
Well, wholeheartedly or innocently means that besides bringing the Creator a deficiency, and a deficiency has to come from all of us together, then for sure it's not my egoistic deficiency, but rather it is the deficiency for connection between us. If we bring that to the Creator, He does the rest. He establishes our deficiencies, He arranges them, and He starts to format them and to fulfill them. Or not, what you're asking, but I'll tell you one thing only. We have many thoughts, desires. Sometimes we begin the lesson and we're all confused. We get up in the morning, we don't know what is our way, which way should we be looking. There has to be one thing that should be clear to us. All of the right scrutinies are only regarding establishing our connection anew with greater strength than before, with greater concessions than before. This is the most correct way from the side of the vessel, from our side, that something that we have in our hands somehow. So each and every day, and especially in the beginning of the lesson, in our preparation, we only want to establish this, to keep this greater effort towards connection, and in that form we will discover a new state, new relations between us and the Creator. Therefore, if you are in some confused state and you don't quite understand, what should we do? What is going on? How can I wake up and recover where I can't quite find myself? This is the way, only towards, to think towards greater connection. How can we reach inner nearing between us? And then you already enter the spiritual state. It says, I'm first and I'm last. So what am I supposed to do? He's the one that gives us this deficiency. So is my role to feel that deficiency?
My role is to feel the Creator's deficiency and to make this deficiency as my deficiency. This is called make your will as His will. And then He will make His will as your will. This is why we need to let go of our desire, the present one. It can be beastly, it can even be a little bit spiritual, but let go of it. And appeal to ourselves, what does it mean, the Creator's will, to rise to a higher degree? And certainly it's through greater connection. And there, in that extra connection, we already discover all kinds of other states, additional components, additional carriers of that spiritual state.
My friend is asking, how do we make this deficiency a common demon in time?
How do you turn the deficiency into a common demand in the ten?
Oh, talk about it. Each shall help his friend. You need to show one another how much you are yearning in your deficiencies to bring them into a single common deficiency, so that it's not just each one out of himself, but rather each one out of himself to the group, and everyone together to the Creator. This is possible only by discussing it, thinking about it. We don't attribute power to our thoughts. However, if we will think together, we will see how much it will bring us closer, how much it will advance us.
PT 31.
Good morning, Rav. How do we overcome the fear that I didn't do enough or that I did too much?
That I did more than necessary. Well, we think that this is impossible, but that too, that there is a limit there that needs to be. There's a reason why it says sit and do nothing, it's better. There has to be a limitation also on all kinds of actions that are in order to bestow, because you have to check, are they truly in order to bestow? The intentions that will be attached to the actions. And also the actions must be connected with the intentions. So how do we balance between the intention and the act and the intention? If a person is living in the intention, in his intention to bestow and to connect, and to rise above himself, that he exists inside the friends, inside the group,
in dissemination, that he wants the world to reach correction, because all in all, the Creator is expecting that all of the created beings, everyone will get to know him. Then, in such a way, a person is saved from the klipot, the shells, and he rises and he elevates others. That's it. All in all, I don't know. Right now, I don't quite have the words. Try to depict ourselves as a single body that wants to bestow contentment to the Creator, that wants to make the Creator happy, and then accordingly he will open up to us in his will to bestow. This is called one receives one, from our side and from his side. And according to the degree of equivalence from between us, well, on his side it's infinite, and from our side it's just as the eye of the needle. Already we have this connection in a single point, and from it, just like from a drop of semen, the soul begins to develop.
Раф, как нам, когда мы чувствуем какое-то объединение между нами, недовольствоваться им?
Once we feel some kind of connection between us, how can we not be satisfied by that, but to immediately look for the next degree?
We need to also feel the present situation to some extent. However, we shouldn't become immersed in it. And here it is really an art that I am in some state and I'm not happy with it. So from that state, I can start to develop onwards towards connection, towards adhesion, towards corrections, or I may be as a fool sitting idly eating his own flesh, or I can even get deeper in and, as we say, condemn my maker. So from each and every state, when I feel some lack, I can develop in these three directions. In the place where I am right now, to stay in it and say, until the Creator will do something, I'm not going to do anything. What about the others? I don't care, and I'm just despaired. Right? This is the worst possible state. You might ask, what do you mean it's the worst? It's the worst if one will go in the direction of the klipa, in the direction of the ego. No, actually, the direction of the ego, maybe it will help him and it will quickly bring him the recognition of evil. This is why that state where a person is doing nothing, even though it says about this, sit and do nothing is better, well, we need to scrutinize all of these states. However, actually, following all of the scrutinies, the bottom line is simple, that you depend on the environment. And if you prepare yourselves in the environment, if you've invested in the environment, if you're connected with the friends, if you have meetings between you, virtual meetings or even physical meetings if possible, this is very beneficial. And then it helps. The most important is to, nevertheless, that point of salvation, the way to exit each and every situation is when a person regains his connection with the environment. We have nothing else. Because through the environment, through the ten, we get the reforming light. And this is how we scrutinize in the kind of connection between us. When I now look at the friends, I see faces, and then I begin to see manners of connection between us, and then I begin to feel some inner forms in the connection between us, and then I, out of that, out of these forms of connection between us, I begin to identify, to recognize that actually it is giving me the feeling of the Creator. This is consider that the Creator stands behind each and every friend. So we need to try to search emotionally by honing our emotions so that I will see in the connection between us, nevertheless, that place where the Creator is revealed, and this is where we connect with Him. And this is how we need to, especially now in the last generation, we need to depict the situation, because the whole world must, it's necessary for it to come to that. In the timing, it is undergoing very hard labor pains through mutual hatred, but this only testifies to how much we need, how much me more and more are coming closer to that solution. The Lord will finish it for me, as we say. Tel Aviv 3.
To adhere to the Creator, that's always through the deficiency for correction.
Otherwise, you don't feel that you are adhering. You need to have a deficiency for connection. And this already depends on us. The extent that we depict it to ourselves, that we talk about it, that we study it, this actually is the entire correct result of our work, that we will have a deficiency for connection. And in it also we realize that the Creator will finish for me, that we are not truly capable of reaching connection. However, the disposition for it has to be there all the time on our side, and then always comes this stamp from the Creator, that He is closing us together, closing this connection, and He exists in some form in this connection, because what He closes, what He completes is our vessel. He does that according to our efforts. This is what we call that He will finish it for me. And then He is revealing that vessel that He made.
Sometimes you say, I'm close to the Creator, I'm adhered to Him, I feel good, I don't need anything else. What do you mean when you say that?
I don't know. It's according to what I said. If I'm close to the Creator, then indeed I have achieved some degree of connection between us and some degree of bestowal from the connection between us, contentment to the Creator. And it could be that for the time being, we have reached it, and now we need to continue onward. And if we did everything correctly, then in the very next moment after that, we immediately feel additional deficiencies that become revealed, but they already belong to the next degree. Just like the day and the night replace each other.
Come possiamo immaginare, individuare il desiderio del
Creatore? Good morning, Rav, friends. How can we envision the and understand the Creator's desire in our 10?
To the extent that you discover that you want to connect but cannot, there is the Creator, and He is expecting you to ask of Him. This is the Creator's will.
Barur.
Is this clear? Think about it, and you will see that this is the most correct way.
Вы сказали, что мы должны заострить вот это наше общее стремление.
You said that we have to sharpen our general aspiration for connection, that there should be no foreign calculations here. So what's that direction? What does it mean that we have no other calculations, that we want just that?
Ata architect, ken?
You're an architect, right?
Ata yudea klalei.
You know the rules for building, right? Through which laws, which rules you have in connecting, putting together rocks and irons, and how do you build bridges, windows, etc. You can make calculations. However, when you reach some new project, then you need to recalculate. You need to do something anew. Let's say that you have the possibility to build something according to the way you think, the way you imagine this to yourself. So you take those principles that you learned and that you've gained through your experience in your profession, and now you want to develop them more according to that new form. However, you want to do it by yourself. This is the highest work, that you don't want to simply get this thing from somebody and just execute them, but rather that you by yourself want that I will do it this way, I will do it that way, and you're given the possibility to do it. So why do you want me to now tell you these things? How will you develop? If you won't be fantasizing and imagining to yourself that I will go this way, I will do it that way, only through that we develop our soul. Out of searching, out of the search. So we need to love, we need to value these states of searching. Of course, it would be the easiest. Where is the end of correction? Matikon, so it will now just fall on me and everything will be okay. No, we develop in addition to whatever the Creator had prepared for us, specifically through searching, in that we ourselves want, just like little children, that He Himself wants to do something, and you come and you connect it for Him, you put it together for Him, He's not happy with it, He's not pleased. This is how we develop. This is why I don't really like to answer these questions of yours. You need to search, and you need to invest in it a little bit of effort, and you will see. This is we grow specifically out of that, by developing deficiencies, desires, searching, and we don't know what to do. And the Adam is formed.
So that's exactly the problem, that I'm adding a lot and I can imagine a lot.
But you're limited by the laws of nature. You cannot just fantasize things, right? You're limited, you're bounded by the laws of nature. So do it according to as much as you understand, as much as you are capable of, and you will see that then more and more understanding will open up for you regarding what's possible and what is not. It's like, well, it's a science. All in all, we're engaging in a science. But in our science, it's even more special, since each time we need to discover new relations between the parts of reality. Another question from Yosef, from the Sharon. What is this extra connection that you said that we have to be in?
To every time raise the importance of the connection, the importance of the connection.
So
that from one degree to the next, it has to further and further determine my life. It's the center of life. Through that, I receive the upper light connection to the Creator, the spiritual world that is revealed. It's all through our point of connection that begins to develop more and more, and from that point of connection begins to develop the system of the ten sefirot that's called the soul. And in that soul, in these ten sefirot, I get a feeling of the parzufim, the olamot, the worlds, and my different forms of connection to the Creator. That's how they're called, all in all. All in all, it's my connection to the Creator, to the measure to which I can add to myself those desires that seem foreign to me. Willingly, through an intellectual effort, that I want to direct them toward connection to the Creator. Accordingly, I climb the spiritual ladder until I reach the general correction, that according to the forces, forms, and givens that I was given, I connect the whole of reality. Therefore, don't think that if you will do more than what we're talking about, meaning lesson, suppose 4 hours, some other types of connections between you, and other 2 hours a day, suppose, if you'll do more than these 6 hours a day, that you'll be more successful in our business. You won't. It'll just go to the klipot.
Ketam Spar Arba.
Niv.
Excerpt number 4. Rabash writes, one should work because he is guaranteed to get what he wants, meaning to be able to work for the sake of the Creator in order to bring contentment to his Maker. On the other hand, he says, it is not for you to finish the work. This implies that it is not within man's hands, but rather, as it is written, the Lord will finish for me. This means that it is not within man's ability to obtain the desire to bestow. However, there are two matters here. One, a person must say, if I am not for me, who is for me? Hence, he should not be alarmed by the fact that he has not been rewarded with obtaining the desire to bestow, although in his opinion, he has made great efforts. Nonetheless, he should believe that the Creator waits until he reveals what he must do. Two, afterward, the Creator will finish for him, meaning that at that time he will receive what he wants at once. As it is written, the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye.
Meaning that we have to work from the deficiency toward the goal, the desire to attain the goal, and more all the time. And on the other hand, we need to be in such a desire where I don't care if I'm going to get this goal now, achieve it or not, and I'm also content by simply being in the process, and I enjoy it, and in that I'm adhered to the Creator as well, only not in a revealed way. And it all depends on our preparation, my preparation of the vessels. If my vessels can be in revelation of the Creator and along with it be in complete bestowal toward Him above the revelation, then I am. If I'm still not eligible of the revelation of the Creator and be an inclination toward Him, then I'm under concealment. But still, one way or another, from above, I'm getting the most correct condition in order for me to be connected with the Creator according to my parameters, according to my correct... And the main thing that the group can give a person is the feeling that the Creator is waiting for us, waiting until we will prepare our vessels and He will be able to fulfill them.
Regarding the example you gave, when you talked about work, corporeal work, we have your example that you left everything, you moved to Bnei Brak, you gave up the business that you have, and you also told us about Rabash, that could have got a promotion and he gave up on this. So the question is, if a person has the qualification to succeed in something, is it recommended for him to give up, to concede any the corporeal success, or should he use these talents?
No, spirituality is in addition to the corporeal life, an addition to the corporeal life, even though that it's more important than this entire life, but it has to be as something that comes in addition. It's forbidden for us to make big changes in our corporeality, hoping that it will help our spirituality. I see that there are many of those that they get divorced. They get divorced. Why? How does that help you? Try to live with what you have and also continue in your spiritual work. And your spiritual work is especially inside of you, inside your desires. And of course, you will go through many different and possibly unpleasant states, but it doesn't mean that you really have to cut the ties that you have in the family.
No sé si entendí bien, pero cuando queremos cambiar algo material,
I don't know if I understood correctly, but when we have a desire for something corporeal, in a corporeal life, should we do anything with this desire, which is not dependent on the Creator, or is it something unrelated?
All of our desires, all of our thoughts, everything that we have is under the complete control of the Creator, truly so. And our entire work is to further and further advance ourselves both on the corporeal and on the spiritual level in our adhesion to the Creator. That's what we need, to try and be adhered to Him in heart and soul. Think about this rule, that we are inside the Creator and that we have to discover that we're adhered to Him. And better this time.
Chapter 3, Explanation of the Origin of the Soul. Item 15. Now we shall explain the matter of the origin of the soul. It has been said that she is a part of God above. We asked, how and in what does the form of the soul differ from His simple light until it separates her from the whole? You can now understand that there is really a great disparity of form in her. Although He contains all the conceivable and imaginable forms, still, after the above words, you find one form that is not contained in Him, namely the form of the will to receive. For whom would He receive from? However, the souls, whose creation came about because he wanted to delight them, which is the thought of creation, were necessarily imprinted with this law of wanting and yearning to receive his abundance. That is where they differ from him, because their form is different from his. It has already been explained that a corporeal essence becomes separated and divided by the force of motion and remoteness of location. However, a spiritual essence becomes separated and divided by disparity of form. The measure of disparity of form determines the measure of distance between one another. If the disparity of form becomes completely opposite from one end to the other, then they are completely severed and separated and can no longer suckle from one another, for they are regarded as alien to each other.
Okay, so here he's talking about the law of equivalence of form, the law of coming closer in form, meaning according to the measures of reception and bestowal. Accordingly, the spiritual parts come closer or move away from each other. Why is that important to us? Because that's the general law of the spiritual world, that to the measure to which there is mutual bestowal, a desire to come closer, meaning to mutually bestow, to achieve equivalence of form between them, accordingly the spiritual parts come closer to one another, and to the measure to which they are moving away spiritually from one another, they move away. Meaning, in the spiritual world, we have no corporeal realm, but coming closer or moving away is only according to the form of the desire that exists in each and every one, compared to others. PT 7.
Rav, how is it possible to explain the Creator's desire to delight the created beings, besides just a deficiency of a will to receive?
No, afterwards, the Creator, he leads us by the will to receive that he has created in us, that in that will to receive, we're completely disconnected from him. And by that, he gives us different exercises of connection, of coming closer and moving away and again and again. That's how it is between us and him, for us to learn what's better, what's not, according to what discernments, do we come closer, do we move away, and by that he builds in us different senses, spiritual senses, by which we want to be more connected to him, and then we understand what does less and what does more mean to be closer, further away from him. And this is what we're learning. It's not that he created a will to receive and he left it. He's all the time working on our will to receive in order for us to learn how to connect, how to come closer, how to move apart, disconnect, and that way we teach ourselves how to become an Adam.
If I understood your question correctly, there's a difference. There are many relations between us and the Creator. All the relations actually are between us and the Creator. Sometimes instead of the Creator, we feel friends, group, humanity, all sorts of parts that are in the world, still vegetative, animate, all around the world that are innumerable, beyond number. But along with this, we have to direct everything to the Creator only, that all these parts are only so that we will connect and get closer.
In the tens, there are workshops. Is that corporeality or spirituality?
Depends what. If they are directing themselves, aiming to get close to one another, and this they're doing a spiritual action, that by the corporeal action, they're influencing a change in their spiritual action and a mutual coming closer between them. Latin 11.
Gracias. El parsub individual nos acompaña desde el nacimiento corporal o se adquiere y desarrolla a partir del ingreso a la espiritualidad con el estudio.
Is the personal our personal parsub born with us since we develop in corporeality or spirituality?
The spiritual partsuf is the result of the connection between us and the ten and the influence of the light that reforms from the Creator. That we want to be connected and the Creator helps us in this. And then He, by His upper influence, called the light that reforms, makes a connection between us and then this connection between us, among the different egoistic desires that we connect above our egos, between us, in order to stabilize the partsuf, the spiritual structure in which we want to bestow to the Creator. Such we begin to be the hosts of the neshama. That's how the spiritual partsuf is built. A unique bestowal to the Creator.
Sí, entonces yo me incorporo únicamente como una sefirot, en este caso sería Malhut, en la decena al momento de conectarme.
So I join as a Sfira, in this case Malchut, the moment I connect.
Yes, the upper light that works on us makes of all of us together a partsuf, that each one then feels itself, himself, depending on what degree we're in, what role we're in, what Sfira we're in. And such, we change each time, yes. And ultimately, the result is a partsuf, which is as one structure, that each one adds to the others and is incorporated with the others each time in different forms, different manners, spiritual forms of bestowal. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean that after the restriction, the desire can decide what kind of connection it wants with the light?
No, he can't decide anything. He can't decide. He wants only that he shall have a connection with the other desires, if he wants. Then the light comes and connects among the different foreign, alien desires, and then together they can resemble the light and they will have contact with the light. In a personal, individual manner, there is almost no contact with the light.
So another question.
Okay.
So in terms of similarity of form or disparity of form, what does it mean for the passive to decide?
This we'll learn. I don't know what you mean to decide, which means I decide by all sorts of elements. Let's say I've reached a decision out of the group, from my connection with the friends, I reach some decision. some new desire, that it is higher than our private, personal desire.
Again, item 16, chapter 4. After the restriction and a screen that was placed on the will to receive, it became unfit to be a vessel for reception. It left the system of holiness, and the reflected light serves in its place as a vessel for reception. And the vessel of the will to receive was given to the impure system. Item 16. Since the restriction and the screen were placed on that vessel called will to receive, it was cancelled and departed from the pure system of Kedusha. And the reflected light became a vessel of reception in its place. Know that this is the entire difference between a Biyah of Kedusha and the Biav Tumah, impurity. The vessels of reception of Biav Kedusha come from the reflected light that is established in equivalence of form with Ein Sof, while Biav Tumah used the will to receive that was restricted, being the opposite form of Ein Sof. That makes them separated and cut off from the life of lives, mainly Ein Sof.
So we see here the main difference, the difference between corporeality and spirituality. The spiritual will to receive is called restriction, screen, and reflected light, bestowal above the ego. Without the ego, we also can't build forms of bestowal. They're all built above the ego, and the others are within the will to receive, which are the systems of impurity and klipot, shells. Moscow 3.
Что значит, что отраженный свет
становится? What does it mean that the reflected light becomes a vessel of reception?
According to how much I want to bestow, to the same extent of bestowal that I develop above my will to receive, in its rejection that I want to bestow specifically, how much I'm capable of being above it, I made spiritual, the bestower. And then according to the size, the extent of the reflected light, I measure my... How can it be that in spirituality there is abia of impurity and of sanctity, two systems of worlds? Because when I take some form, some part of will to receive, and part of it I can do actions on the intent to bestow, and some other part I can't do actions on the intent to bestow. And then they are in some intermediate state, some middle state, not one or the other. And from them are comprised all sorts of systems that they are not for sanctity, not on the intention to bestow. That there is a part in them that, if they're in restriction, that they're in sanctity, and without restriction, it's already klipa, shell. The restriction truly divides each desire in two parts, according to use, or either the intention to bestow to the others, or to itself. And thus, all of creation is constantly, constantly changing. Some part on the intention to receive and part on the intention to bestow. And all these changes until the end of correction that all influence one another, because in sum total, all are one desire, and changes in some desire of all of them, it influences all the desires. And such each and every person influences. That's what we change.
I
want to connect to my friends in the ten, right? I understand they can receive the greatness of the goal for me, support their desire to advance. What do I connect to? Their desires or their intentions?
You cannot truly connect to their desires and also in your intentions. You make an effort to be connected to one direction, to the Creator. In this tendency to the Creator, you then begin to feel, if your intentions are correct, that you are connected.
Item
18. The entire reality is contained in Ein Sof and extends existence from existence. Only the will to receive is new and extends existence from absence. Item 18. Know that the whole matter of innovation that the Creator invented with this creation, which our sages said, He generated existence from absence, applies only to the form of the desire to enjoy imprinted in every created being. Nothing more was innovated in creation. And this is the meaning of the Maker of Light and the Creator of Darkness. The Ramban, Nachmanides, interpreted that the word Creator indicates a novelty, meaning something that did not exist before. You see that it does not say create light because there is no novelty in it by way of existence from absence. That is because the light and everything contained in the light, all the pleasant sensations and conceptions in the world, extend existence from existence. This means that they are already included in Him and are therefore not regarded as a novelty. This is why it is written, the Maker of Light, indicating that there is no novelty or creation in it. However, it is said of the darkness, which contains every unpleasant sensation and conception, and the Creator of Darkness. This is because He invented them, truly existence from absence. It does not exist in His reality whatsoever, but was rather innovated now. The root of all of them is the form of the will to enjoy that is contained in His lights that expand from Him. In the beginning, it is only darker than the upper light and is therefore called darkness compared to the light. But finally, the klipot, sitra acha, and the wicked hang down and appear because of it, which cuts them off entirely from the root of life. This is the meaning of the verse, and her legs descend into death, onto death. Her legs indicate the end of something. And he says that they are the legs of Malchut, which is the will to enjoy that exists in the expansion of His light. In the end, death extends from her to the Sitra Acha and to those who are fed by and follow the Sitra Acha.
No. Namshich.
And to bestow to the spiritual world.
Item 19. Because we are branches that extend from Ein Sof, the things that are in our root are pleasurable to us, and those that are not in our root are burdensome and painful. Item 19. Indeed, we might ask, since this disparity of form of the will to receive must be in the created beings, for how else would they extend from him and switch from being creator to being created beings? This is only possible by the above-mentioned disparity of form. Furthermore, this form of the will to enjoy is the primary essence of creation, the axis of thought of creation, the axis of the thought of creation. It is also the measure of the delight and pleasure, as we have said above, for which it is called place. Thus, how can we say about it that it is darkness and extends to the state of death, because it creates a separation and interruption from the life of lives in the receiving lower ones? We should also understand what is the great worry that comes to the receivers because of the disparity of form from himself, and why the great wrath. In order to explain this subtle matter sufficiently, we must first know the origin of all pleasures and sufferings that are felt in our world. Know this: every branch has an equal nature to its root. Therefore, the branch desires, loves, and covets every conduct in the root, and does not tolerate and hates any conduct that is not in the root. This is an unbreakable law that applies to every branch and its root.
Meaning, what there is in the root, such will be in the branch. Everything concatenates from the root to the branch. On one hand, yes, everything comes from above. There is nothing more besides what comes from the Creator. What is our role, our place, our part in creation? We'll see.
Because he is the root of all his creations, everything in him, and that extends from him directly, is pleasurable and pleasant to us. For our nature is close to our root. Also, everything that is not in him and does not extend directly from him,
everything comes from the Creator. The question is, does it come directly from him or indirectly? So, what comes to us directly is his bestowal from him directly to us? Oh, we enjoy that. But if it doesn't come directly, rather through all sorts of conditions, then in this we suffer. Meaning, suffering or pleasure only because it comes either directly or indirectly from the Creator. Yes.
Everything that is not in him and does not extend directly from him, but is rather opposite to creation itself, will be against our nature and will be hard for us to tolerate. For example, we love rest and vehemently hate motion, to the point that we do not make even a single movement if not to find rest. This is because our root is motionless and restful. There is no motion in him whatsoever.
Because he has no lacks. He doesn't want anything other than to bestow. So he has no deficiency, no lack that pushes him to do actions.
For this reason, it is against our nature and is hated by us. In much the same way, we love wisdom, power, wealth, and all the virtues because they are contained in Him who is our root. We hate their opposites, such as folly, weakness, poverty, ignominy, and so on, because they are not at all in our root, which makes them despicable and loathsome to us. We should still examine how there is any extension that does not come directly from Him, but from the opposite of creation itself. It is like a wealthy man who called upon a poor fellow, fed him, and gave him drinks and silver and gold every single day, and each day more than the day before. You will find that this fellow simultaneously tastes two different flavors in the great gifts of the rich man. On the one hand, he tasted immeasurable pleasure by the multitude of his gifts. On the other hand, it became hard for him to tolerate the plentitude of the benefit, and he was ashamed upon receiving it. This matter brought him intolerance due to the plentitude of presents showered on him every time. It is certain that his pleasure from the gifts extended directly from the wealthy benefactor. But the impatience that he felt in the presence did not come from the wealthy benefactor, but from the very essence of the receiver. The shame awakened in him by reason of reception and the free gift. The truth is that this too comes from the rich man, but indirectly.
Questions.
No, PT6.
PT6.
You said that we suffer or enjoy only if it comes directly or indirectly from the Creator. What does that mean?
From the Creator, there can be connection to man directly, according to what the person invites that connection, and indirectly from the Creator comes from a lack of connection from the person, and that causes suffering. That's it. Meaning, if I precede the connection with the request, if I precede the Creator with a connection from my part, they will all bring to my pleasure and to the extent that I want this connection. In the extent that I don't want this connection with the
King, what does it mean? There is no novelty in the Creator.
There is no renewal in the Creator, meaning in all His actions upon us. And we see the entire world, meaning only actions of the Creator. There is none else besides Him. We have one intention, to bring the created beings in the good, whole manner to the Absolute. There is no difference between His actions. They're all for the good.
This is really not clear. He says that the poverty and the weakness are hated by us because they're not in our root. What does that mean? What is in our root? Only good?
Our root is only good, only bestowal. The Creator, that's our root.
And that's our root where everything's good there?
We come from the Creator. And thus, if we resemble our root to that extent, we attain the absolute good. And if we are opposite the root, then we attain the bad, the evil.
So our work is to reach our root, so in order to feel good again?
Correct, to adhesion with the Creator. But we are in the opposite will to receive, opposite from the Creator, from the will to bestow. And thus, to reach our root, we can only above our nature. And that's our work.
Is that done?
Again.
What does it mean to precede the connection with the Creator? You previously said you should first have a connection with the Creator. So what does that mean and how to do it?
The first, we're going to learn this onwards. First, we need to do a preparation for restriction, then screen, reflected light. To the extent that I have reflected light, I enter connection with the Creator. This we'll learn. Where are you now?
Item 20. Because the will to receive is not in our root, we feel shame and intolerance in it. Our sages wrote that in order to correct that, he has prepared for us labor in Torah and mitzvot in this world, to invert the will to receive into a will to bestow. Item 20. We learn from all the above that all the forms that extend to us indirectly present a difficulty for our patience and are against our nature. By that you will see that a new form that has been formed in the receiver, namely the will to enjoy, is not really any lower or lesser than him. Moreover, this is the primary axis of his creation. Without it, there is no creation here at all. However, the receiver, who is the carrier of that form, feels the intolerance due to his self, meaning because this form is not in his root. Thus, we have succeeded to comprehend the answer of our sages, who said that this world was created because one who eats that which is not one's own is afraid to look upon one's face. It is seemingly perplexing, but now their words feel very pleasant to us, for they refer to the matter of disparity of form of the will to enjoy, that is by necessity present in the souls. This is so because one who eats that which is not one's own is afraid to look upon one's face. Thus, any person who receives a present is ashamed when receiving it because of the disparity of form from the root that does not contain that form of reception. In order to correct it, he created this world where the soul clothes a body and the vessels of reception of the soul are turned to vessels of bestowal through the practice in Torah and Mitzvot in order to bring contentment to his Maker. For herself, she would not want a substantial abundance, yet she receives it in order to bring contentment to her Maker, who wants the souls to enjoy his abundance. Because she is untainted by the will to receive for herself, she is no longer afraid to look upon her face, and thus reveals the complete perfection of the created being. The need and the necessity in the long cascading to this world will be explained below. This great task of turning the form of reception into the form of bestowal can only be conceived in this world.
Very big, important things here, very global, that we cannot immediately grasp and understand what he's even talking about, how to get into this, how to ask questions about it. So I ask, discuss it over the course of the day until tomorrow, and all your questions, write them down, please. But I want you among yourselves to discuss the text, what we read today in this lesson of tests, and begin to ask, but, you know, to the point, from what's written here, in every place, what's not clear. And even also what's clear, check, discuss it among yourselves. This material is very, very important, very beneficial for the development of the soul, in each and every one, and in all of us together. So, let's make the effort. Make the effort to open up the... Okay, Niv.
There was a question, Rav. In the beginning of the lesson, in the first part, you mentioned that we should make actions if we can, so to meet, and even physically, maybe we should do it. So there is a question from one of the tens. I suppose it's not only one tens question. Heading towards the Congress in June 4th till 6th, is there a way to meet? They're debating, should they physically meet if it's possible?
Physically?
Yes, physically. Some tens may meet physically.
Oh, the ten itself?
Yes.
Why not? Why not?
So they're asking what's better and what is recommended.
I don't know. In Israel, it's relatively short distances to travel between friends. But outside Israel, it can be a bigger problem. You understand? Let's say in Turkey, or Brazil, in Russia, the distances are very large, and people, I don't think it's worthwhile, or maybe there's not even yet an opportunity with the pandemic raging. I don't think it's worthwhile. Quietly, some ten that lives close to one another in one place, city, they can have meetings without troubling one another. And so, of course, I'm not against that.
But,
I mean, why this? We can meet virtually, right? I don't think the physical form is so... I don't think it continues to be so important. We need more and more to pass our feelings, our thoughts to a virtual manner. Let's see how much we can make our connection more internal. Because ultimately, the true connection is in spirituality. It has nothing to do with time, motion, or space. Think about this. Okay?